Person lives in a shas atrak. Extenuating circumstances, he has to go on some type of trip, and he won't be able to daven on the trip properly. He could start Shemad Esrei ready from Amud HaShachar. And he could read Kriyishma only when it comes time of Kriyishma. He also won't be able to put on his tiles and tefillin. In Efshel Likos Kriyishma Aladerech, the Ayin Shiskab and Post Kriyishma. That which he should say to the Kriyishma later is if it's possible to say Kriyishma while he's traveling, that which means to have Kavanah for the first Post. But if he knows that he's on some type of trip that he won't be able to have Kavanah at all for Kriyishma, then he can read Kriyishma also immediately after Aliyas Amud HaShachar. It was not the Ikas Man, but in extremely extenuating circumstances, acceptable. Says the Mechaber that even though he's been down to Shimon Esrei now and Kriyishma later, he's not going to have Smichus Gula Tefila. Ochi Odov Tvei. She's found that Mesim Umad. She's found this mano Umahalach Bismachagul Tfila. It's better for him to be down at home when he's standing up without all the distraction. Even though it's not being Semkul Tfila, then the other option of being Semkul Tfila, but dabbling while he's traveling and while he's walking around. Mishabru brings that the minute of most people is not like this. That when they have an early trip, they would just push everything off and they would daven Shimon Esrei on the trip also. He says also that the person did do like the Shulchan Aruch and he was saying Shema on the way. He did daven Shemon Esrei by Lo Tashach, and afterwards he was supposed to say Kriyishma, and he sees that he's going to lose his man of Kriyishma. He should say Kriyishma even without the brachas. If he can't say the brachas then, and then say the brachas later. When traveling in the evening also, he should also push off davening Shemon Esrei until he gets to his destination, less concerned that he will get to his destination already after the night is over.